I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Good morning, folks. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. Supposed to have intermittent rain today and some heavy rain, so be careful as you make your way around the place that we call home, the greater New Orleans area. Want to stay safe. Got a great show lined up for you today. We'll visit with Rafael Goyeneche in the noon hour. We do so every Thursday, and we'll get the latest on a number of issues in the criminal justice system. And at 11 o'clock, Michael Heck joins us, president and CEO of G&O Inc., and we'll talk about a number of issues as well. We will talk in particular about a recent CNN piece about this number of things going on with flooding and New Orleans 2.0 and being on safer ground and this and that. And we'll talk about Raise the Roof Fund, Louisiana Fortified Homes Program, and Green Lights, finally, and Prosperity Runneth Over, a number of different rankings for the state of Louisiana. And here's a special guest, Chris Abbaty, who is the Senior Vice President at Colliers, and we'll talk about where we are in actually growing our economy and growing this place that we call home. We'll visit with Gordon Dove, who's the chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. And in reference to this study by Professor Tornquist that was released, it warns that coastal Louisiana must plan now to retreat north. And we'll get the CPRA's view of what was provided, the information provided, and they seem to have some significant disagreements with what was published. And this is a story that has really gone a little bit crazy, quite frankly, and is out there in so many different ways. It's going to be interesting to see where this ultimately falls out. 504-260-1870 on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Give us a shout. We'll try and get to your calls. You can call us about anything. We'll try and do that throughout the show today. Hurricane season is starting soon, right? And I just want to remind folks, Saturday you can join me. I'll be at Mike Miley Playground from 11 to 2 with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. And it is the Hurricane Prep get-together there. You get to meet trusted local home service pros, including electrical, HVAC, plumbing, emergency preparedness. They'll have food trucks, free snowballs, giveaways. Bring the whole family to Mike Miley Playground Saturday. We'll be there from 11 to 2 at West Metairie and David Drive. And be prepared to be with Craig's Electrical and WWL. A couple of things I wanted to talk about this morning. I brought up this issue about NDAs a while back, and that I thought this was going to get us on a slippery slope, and it obviously didn't take too long because we've had this most recent revelation relative to Senator Jay Morris up in Richland Parish having to deal with the Meta project. Now, I understand that private corporations to private corporations, that they sign these NDAs, they don't want people leveraging against their plans, kind of giving them the inside skinny as to what's going on, what they propose, that they could possibly go and accumulate parcels of land and other things, and try and squeeze as much as they can out of that. Where I really have a problem is when we have public officials signing these NDAs, because the public officials bring with them the authority for a whole lot of things to happen, including votes on key pieces of legislation and things of that nature, and they never disclosing or going to the ethics board to see whether or not they will run violative of the ethics laws in the state of Louisiana. And we know that a number of the ethics laws have been watered down, not nearly as proactive as they once were in many respects. In other respects, I understand that they're very proactive. So I'm not sure exactly what their focus is at the present time, but just the optics don't look good. And then you start getting a series of articles and a series of questions about timing, right? About when were these NDAs signed? When did you start accumulating parcels of land around a site-specific project that goes on, and whether or not you are in an advantageous position as opposed to all others? And that's the issue. The issue is simply insider trading, for the most part. Everybody's all up in arms about what's going on in Congress. People roll into Congress worth about $1 million, and after about two terms, 4 years in the House of Representatives, you go look at their financial disclosure, and all of a sudden they're worth $9 million. What? How'd that happen? Well, all of it is based on a stock portfolio. And what's interesting, when you dig deeper with some of these Congress folks, they were never investing in the stock market prior to getting to Washington, D.C. So obviously there's a scheme that works up there that everybody gets educated on as to how you can end up better supporting yourself, because it's a huge sacrifice to go serve in Congress. And anybody that doesn't believe that doesn't really understand how this whole thing works. If you're wealthy, it's easy. If you're not, it's very difficult. So, I mean, I kind of understand what's happening here. People are trying to make ends meet. They got kids to educate. They made the decision to run up there. I actually looked at it at one time and realized I didn't want to be a part of that farce. You know, I didn't want to have to schedule my vacations around scheduling a fundraiser in Orlando in order to be able to take my kids to Disney. I didn't like that. It didn't seem right to me. Kind of felt icky. You know, and I decided I gave that notion up of ever serving in Congress as a result thereof. It's a crappy lifestyle. It doesn't make any sense. But all of these things, the optics tend to look really bad, right? I don't know if there's anything illegal went on, and I don't know that there's anything unethical that went on. But the reality is that these things, they have timing considerations. They've got leveraging considerations. You're signing these NDAs, and then you're sitting in judgment on programs. And maybe you're just voting along with the majority of other folks, and maybe it's the most well-intentioned vote that ever existed in the history of the world. It doesn't really matter, because the question is transparency for the public. It's to let the public know, hey, I want you to know that this may work to my financial advantage, and therefore I'm going to recuse myself. I don't understand what the big fear is as it relates to the recusal. I guess it's I don't have the power of the leverage any longer. But, I mean, you know, it's really interesting when I look at Senator Jay Morris's comments out here. You know, when he says we're talking about the project, yeah, there are going to be people pro and people con. I get it. I mean, we have to engage in projects. We have to move forward. Economic development is going to be the key from the state, coming out of the bottom of all these ratings and rankings and poverty and this, that, and everything else. Without it, we're going nowhere fast. So I get that there's this balance of interest. But there should be a balance of concern as well as to what the reputation is going to be here. And right now, as a result of Senator Morris's actions, it seems as though our reputation has been impugned a little bit here in the state of Louisiana. And it didn't have to be. I mean, if you are as adamant as you are right now that you have nothing to fear, you've done nothing wrong, then why on the front end, why don't you make the disclosure? Hey, I could be the ultimate financial beneficiary of these decisions. I think it's best that I just recuse myself. The question to Senator Morris is, what do you fear? Why is that such a big sacrifice for you to make? In my view, it's not a sacrifice at all. But I would love to hear what he has to say about this. He defends it by saying there are a lot of complainers, and a lot of complainers are from out of state. Yeah, that may be true. So what? But the people in our area are generally happy. That may be true, too. And he argued that the project's benefits include new high-paying jobs, an increased tax base, and money pouring into the education system. All of that is true. But what does that have to do with you being transparent? I mean, that's the interesting thing about this, is we're going to attack the individuals that are talking about whether or not he engaged in the appropriate way of handling this business. A lot of these pieces of property that were owned by him had been purchased many, many years before this project was ever discussed. However, there were others that were not. And it's clear that there was some information, whether it was public at that time or not. He said it was. No one really knows. I guess people are looking at it right now to see. But this is the point. Why should we have to waste and go through this exercise? The LED, the Louisiana Economic Development Agency, is on the defensive. The administration makes no apologies for bringing diverse partners together to drive the outcomes and opportunities our state has so long deserved. Okay. I don't know that anybody's complaining about that. What they're complaining about is you have a Louisiana senator who signed an NDA because he has some personal interest in a transaction with others. It's okay in his personal capacity. But it has an impact on his public capacity as a Louisiana senator. And there should be some downstream implications the same. That's all anybody's saying. Nobody's attacking the project. Well, now there are people attacking the project, but I'm not listening to them. We got to keep our house in order. And if we want this, I'm not trying to say that I'm some genius. I made this prediction. When the first story started coming out about these NDAs, I said, oh, this is going to be a slippery slope. This is ultimately going to be a problem. Whether you sign the NDA in your personal capacity, but you're a publicly elected official, or you're signing it as a publicly elected official, it's going to have a slippery slope. And the other part of the slippery slope is that there are a lot of people that believe, and I think I'm right on this. The ethics board can go look at this, I think, on their own volition. I hope they didn't change that they actually need a complaint. Maybe they have, because Senator Morris points out, well, if everything I did was so bad and so horrible and just so tragic, why hasn't anybody filed a complaint with the ethics board? I don't know. We'll see. One of the members of the ethics board points out that I see all kinds of potential pitfalls here. Doesn't mean he did anything wrong. It doesn't mean he's run violative of the state ethics code. But what it does mean is that it doesn't look good. There's a little smoke there. So should we go check it out to see if there's fire? We'll see. We'll see how this happens. In fact, if I was Senator Morris, I would be begging them to do so. Because if he's as adamant as he is about, yeah, I've got nothing to hide, I've done nothing wrong, I didn't talk to this one, I didn't talk to that one. He recanted a little bit of a story of talking to a PSC commissioner, right, about something. And then the commissioner says, oh, no, we had a conversation about it. I didn't find anything remarkable about the conversation, maybe not. But, you know, why not just be more forthright? Say, I talked to this one, I talked to that one, I talked to that one, and I talked to that one. If there's a problem, let me know. It's not like this whole thing is going to blow up and go away. But what it does do, when it's gone down the track that it's going down right now, as a level of cynicism and skepticism of any future deals, and you mentioned the three letters, NDAs, and public officials, guess what? The public is going to pause. And that's not a good thing for us. We have to be very aggressive in going out there fighting for the business, because all the other states are fighting for that business. We're in a competition business. I get it. Sometimes, this balance of these interests that we talked about, get all of that. But when we have opportunities to step up, be forthright, and overcome all of this by making these public disclosures and just saying, I'm going to recuse myself because I could potentially be the beneficiary of a few dollars my way as a result of some real estate deals that I made with partners. Okay. It's not going to stop this from going forward. You're just going to have to divest yourself of it financially. And if you don't like that, then give up being senator. I mean, you can't have it both ways. It doesn't work that way. I mean, if that's not what you want to do, then to resign from office. Let somebody else be the Louisiana senator. But don't create this aura and this landscape that there's potentially something going wrong. And the other problem is we're dragging other companies that work really hard to maintain their reputation, through the mud, because you just don't want to make these simple disclosures. And it very well may be that all of these properties were strategically located. It sounds like that to me. Good, sound real estate investments, but not if you have insider information that you acted upon. And then you go and you cast these votes to ensure the success of this project coming to fruition. I mean, if we don't see that, then maybe we don't even deserve to be a senator. I mean, it's just interesting, these responses that are put forward. One of his partners says, well, Senator Morris never involved himself in any negotiations with Meta. So what? That's not the issue. The issue is the votes, not whether or not he talked to them directly. He's not an idiot. He knows how this was going to benefit them. And he knows if the project goes forward because of the properties that he, along with the individual that made this comment, his partners, put out capital to assemble pieces of land based on where this site-specific project was going to take place. I mean, stop with the wordsmithing. Stop with trying to spin this as though this is the most upfront, solid moral compass decision ever made by you individuals as real estate developers. Really? Nobody believes that. No one believes it. So stop talking about all the things that he didn't do, and let's just focus on what he did. And let's get to the bottom of it to see whether or not there's a way to avoid getting this black eye and ruining the reputation of not only the state, but solid, incredible companies. They do this in the private sector, but when you start mixing public and private, things get a little dicey. And I don't know why we just can't come to a resolution real quick on this and say, this is part of the problem. And it wasn't until after all of this broke that we started finding out about NDAs. Now, they may have been in his personal capacity. I get it. But the problem is that if you're ultimately going to end up voting on issues that are going to inure to the benefit of the project in its totality or subunits of it or this or that, there's a problem. Doesn't mean it's wrong, doesn't mean it's illegal, doesn't mean it's unethical, but there's an appearance there that needs to be dealt with. And guess what the downstream implications would be if you had disclosed and everybody looked at it and said, no issues, nothing to worry about. Oh, my God. Think of the momentum that flows from that for the next project. I think we got two or three of these that we're working on at the present time. Hopefully, we're going to do more due diligence on all of this stuff and think long and hard about the potential ramifications of asking public officials to sign NDAs in moving forward. Maybe the NDAs have to include that if you end up having to vote on a piece of legislation relative to this project, you must recuse yourself. Because if you're empowered with the information, right, by virtue of the NDA, because that's what it is, the companies that are asking for the NDAs want to protect the information. I get it. I've signed those in personal capacities in other situations. I understand totally. As a person and a lawyer, I got it. It's not a big issue. But when we're starting to do this, maybe we'd say, hey, look, if you're going to have to cast a vote, you have to recuse yourself. You have to recuse yourself, plain and simple. Because we don't need this additional scrutiny on us as a result of you holding this information. Because as it stands right now, I would venture to say that if you stop 10 people on the street, you gave them the facts as outlined in the news articles. This one was posted in LA Illuminator. They're going to tell you, in my view, 8 out of 10 are going to say, I don't like this. This does not pass the smell test. And when you have 80% of the people saying it doesn't pass the smell test, just my opinion, you should probably rethink and reformulate, go back to the table and develop a strategy to deal with this issue. It's not that hard. And again, if you got nothing to hide, then what do you fear? We'll be right back.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
So you heard about this study that was put out by Dr. Torbjörn Tornquist, a geology professor at Tulane University. He's the lead author there. He says that the main message of the study is that New Orleans is not forever and we have to plan for our future. He also said there's no specific timeline for when the North Shore would essentially become waterfront property. Talked about the rate of subsidence and sea level rise along with all of that. Well, the folks over the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority have something a little different to offer. And Gordon Dove, the chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, joins us. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Newell.
So, Gordon, I got to imagine the van is not backed up in your driveway. The boxes are not packed up and you're not headed out anytime soon.
Yeah, well, that's right, Newell. And also, the sky's not falling. I mean, we're building barrier islands. We're building land bridges. We're building more levees than we've ever built before. Most levees are 15 to 20 feet, and sea level. The problem why that study is so ridiculous. He bases it on 3 meters to 7 meters. Of sea level rise, which is ridiculous because any other study you're going to look at, it'll never be more than 1.5 meters. So, I mean, he's talking 10 to 21 feet. Well, in that case, Miami better move out, New York better move out, Boston better move out, Delaware better move out, and numerous coastal cities better move out. Galveston better completely move away. I mean, that's how ridiculous that study is, you know?
Well, at 21 feet, I don't know that there's only a few places along the East Coast, the West Coast, and probably no place on the Gulf Coast that could survive that, right?
Right. And it's just, I mean, it's, you know, he's basing it on something from thousands of years ago. Well, I mean, you know, guess what? In 10,000 years, we could have another ice age. I mean, if you want to predict, you know? I mean, so,
right.
You know, for his predictions, And to use the word start moving out is so ludicrous. New Orleans, you know, the federal government, and of course the state paid a fair share of that, built the $15 billion levee system with the largest pump stations in the world around Orleans, Jefferson, St. Bernard, and Plaquemines. Of course, Terrebonne has levees, Lafourche, St. Charles, and on and on. You know, we're building them over in Iberia. We're starting to build them. We're designing them. And so, I mean, to use that kind of a scare tactics, I don't know what his game was.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but you hear from your peers, you know, you're involved in the industry of coastal protection. Has anybody embraced this study that you're aware of? Because all I'm hearing is criticism.
Not one engineer that I know that takes it seriously. I mean, you know, it's something this guy came out with. He didn't vet it through CPRA. And I ask any of your listening audience out there, if they're professors or they're with universities, if they have a study, please present it to us and let us take a look at it and see. And if they want some validity out of it, we'll be happy to go over it. But for him just to come out with this, you know, my question to him, I think he's from Tulane. I bet the president or chancellor of Tulane wouldn't like to hear that if it got around the United States that Tulane's got to move away. They better quit taking student applications because Tulane needs to move. Now, I wonder if they got their band backed up, which naturally they don't. Tulane's a good school. And so if you're going to say let's move, where? You know,
that was my first question, Gordon. I said, I'm going to go assemble some property on the North Shore and see if I can't sell it to Tulane. mean, if this is where we're headed.
Really. I mean, I don't, you know, to come up with he's going to be moving. Remember this, Lou. Let's look at the Mississippi River, which is about 12 foot higher on an average than New Orleans, sometimes higher than that. New Orleans is 7 to 9 foot below sea level in certain areas. So that's 20 foot difference. That Mississippi River has kept the river out of New Orleans since the 20s. That's when it built the levees in the 20s. And that started out coastal erosion problem because the river didn't overflow banks and deposit sediments in intact estuaries, you know, and caused there was, you know, there it wasn't rebuilding any marshes. So therefore, we start is what they call subsidence today.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what y'all are trying to address now with a lot of the projects that you're doing, right?
Right. First, you protect yourself with levees. We're protected in a lot of communities. We still got a few communities to go. Indicated. Now we're going to build a land bridge because, as you know, the diversion, you know, we've proven that, first of all, you can't afford the diversion. Second of all, it's not going to create but a few thousand acres, if any, over 50 years. You can't wait 50 years. So we're building land bridges. When we start up the dredges, which we hope to get them started next year, we hope in the court and slow down the permitting process, and we've talked to them. But, I mean, we'll be building acres per day, not per not per 50 years. And so what are we doing? We're going to the Barrier Islands, and we're going to put segmented breakwater rocks as we rebuild islands like I tried to do 15 years ago. And then we're going to build a land bridge. So you got step one, island, step two, land bridges. Then we have some marsh recreation going on. And then you have your levee system. So that's your, if you want to save Louisiana, you protect it from the south going north or the north going south, however you want to do it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think there's been another recent story. I mean, this study actually took off around the world. I mean, it was amazing.
On CNN.
Where this thing
went. It was on CNN.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that with Michael Heck coming up. I mean, you know, because he was, you know, saying that this was crazy, this study. But here we are. We're spending all this time trying to beat this back as it relates to the city and everything else. As you recall, Gordy, because you were in the midst of this, too, after Hurricane Katrina, you know, talking about basically taking South Louisiana, everything south of the I-10, and so saying, why rebuild there?
Yeah, which is ridiculous. You know, New Orleans is not going to flood by sea level rise. New Orleans has a 17-foot levee system. We just signed an agreement with the Corps through 2070, and they're going to lift the levees accordingly to what they believe they need to keep lifting them. But you're 17-foot right now. You have the largest pump station in the world built over there. And then you also, you have the largest pump station in the world, and you got some of the largest pump stations in the world. New Orleans is not going to flood by sea level rise. And that, of course, when it rains, there's streets that flood, but that has nothing to do with the levee system. That has nothing to do with the core's pump systems. It has something to do with the water not getting to the pump systems, which is the drainage system.
Right.
Which I know Helene is addressing, and she's, you know, the new mayor. I know she's aggressively trying to get those drains cleaned.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where does this go next? I mean, this story just kind of keeps, it stays alive here. How do we bring an end to this thing? I mean, it's just,
well you know, I mean, it's
a little frustrating.
Newland, this story, in my opinion, do you notice how they slipped the diversion in there? Now, how is a diversion that's going to take 50 years to build 4,000 acres, if it runs correctly, how is that going to stop sea level rise? Okay? And then all of a sudden, this guy slips in the diversion. So it's obvious he believes in the diversion. Well, the diversion is not going to stop sea level rise. They could take that to the bank, and this guy knows that who wrote this. But he, you know, for some reason, it always circles back to the Barataria diversion, for some reason.
The diversion projects that we have had for years, have they ever created land that actually ends up being above the water level?
No, sir. What they do, they accent vegetation with I'm a call a river part of fresh water, but it's polluted fresh water. But let's look at diversions. There's only been two that was built by the Corps of Engineers. That is Davis Pond and Carnarvon. Davis Pond is 10,000 CFS. It only runs 1 to 3,000 CFS. Carnarvon is 10,000 CFS. It only runs 1,000 CFS. Every now and then, Davis Pond might get up to 6,000 CFS. In 2005, under the Chief's report, the Corps of Engineers studied 75,000, 100,000, 150, 50, and they came up, and it was in the 2007 word authorization that was authorized by Congress for the Corps to build a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion. The Corps never wanted to build this diversion. It was the state, after the BP money was available, decided to do 100% on their own when it was a 65-35% state match with the federal dollars. So that, you know, that the Corps has never wanted to build a large diversion. I mean, if anyone would put up the 2005 Corps Chief's report, it tells you that they are not in favor of building these larger diversions.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of interesting. I think you're right. This always comes back in an attempt to recreate some momentum of that diversion project. And I think you have to be more targeted. You have to be more specific. And dredging is, I believe, it's my humble opinion, a much better, more cost efficient, a more effective approach.
Well, what we're doing, and of course, Governor Jeff Landry is every step of the way involved in touch with us on it as we proceed. We're doing dredging. We're going to build land immediately. We're doing another land bridge called Spanish Pass. They already did Spanish Pass, and we're doing Spanish Pass 2. And that is going to be ongoing too, to help protect Plaquemines, and actually it'll help protect Jefferson and Lafitte to an extent. And so, you know, what we want to build is something. You can't wait 50 years. And how much of the marsh would you lose in 50 years while you're waiting for this so-called diversion to grow wings? You know.
No, absolutely. I thought that was a flawed plan from the beginning. I read the entire plan.
You don't know. I'd like to tell your listening audience that the Barataria diversion is not going to be built. It's been defunded by the federal government, by the Department of the Interior, Department of Commerce, EPA. And Department of Agriculture, along with the state, it's been defunded. It's the contract has been canceled with the contractor, so it's not going to happen. If you wanted it to happen, you don't have enough money to build it. If you throw everything aside, everything we've shown people, what's bad with, what's wrong with it, you can't afford to build it. So I mean, unless the states could come up with $1 billion. You know, because that doesn't include the maintenance of it. You know, you have a maintenance of that thing over its lifetime that's billions of dollars. I mean, we've had engineers report on that. Everything we've done so to date has been scientifically, and we're building what's in the state's master plan. We have not veered off of the state's master plan on everything we're doing.
You're absolutely correct. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully this story just dies, but keeps on gaining, you know, a life. And as you said, there's no money there. It's defunded. To reestablish this is going to take 5, 6, 7 years, and the money's never going to be there. The state is, for all intents and purposes, can never fund this project and not in a position to do so unless they get some kind of other settlement or something that actually happens that we're not aware of. As always, appreciate the conversation. Gordon Dove, Chairman, Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. Have a great week.
And thank you very much, Newell. And y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Gordon. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Earlier, I was talking about this problem with these NDAs that are being signed by public officials and so forth. And interesting, I was reading an article in Politico day before yesterday that the Trump administration is proposing government-wide NDAs. They don't like the fact that there's some information that's being bantered about and talked about, so they want to try and restrict public employees of being able to talk to the media. Now, they say this is about sensitive information, some of it being classified and other issues. Well, there's large swaths of information that public employees come in contact with that they're prohibited from releasing to the public already. Basically, what this is really a crackdown on individuals being able to talk about things that go on at work and things that they don't like and whether or not they like the leadership there or this, that, or otherwise. They can characterize this all they want. They just don't want to have to defend themselves in public. So they have issued a draft notice that federal employees they're trying to set up a system where a good swath of federal public employees have to sign NDAs. Not a good idea. We'll be right back, folks. When we return after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us.
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.